Tuesday, November 8th at 6:30 p.m. and I call the meeting to order. We have no flag in the room, so we will skip over the Pledge of Allegiance. Chief, will you do the roll call, please?
Yes. Harry Cooley.
Here.
Ray Bodberg.
Here.
Tamara Hite.
Here.
Pete Gutbrod.
Excused absence.
Or Madam President.
Thank you. Okay. First thing on the agenda is approval of the minutes from our regular meeting on October 11th. Does anybody have anything with that?
I move we approve the minutes for October 11th, 2022.
Okay, I assume neither one of you have any discussion since you made the motion and seconded, and I have nothing. So all those in favor for approval of the minutes signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Carries. Approval of the finances for last month.
So, Madam President, Blake will be on shortly. We have...
Can you hear me?
Seed the some of the information that you will be finding out about. Deposit details, I will be able to tell you that we did receive one of our conflag monies, you'll see, and I'll show you that in just a moment. And then the others are pretty explanatory. You'll notice that we had a ton of vehicle maintenance, which you already knew.
Yep.
So Blake is going to be on his phone. Blake, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so looking at, so I printed out the budget versus actuals for check detail, deposit detail. So the check detail, deposit detail, those, you know, just are going over all checks made and deposits for the month. Budget versus actual. So we loaded, kind of went through, kind of stripped out QuickBooks, stripped it down, rebuilt it, spent a lot of time doing that, added the new budget into it. And so everything is aligning with the current budget until we get, if you're looking at the budget versus actuals, until we get the audit completed, which that should be any time. I'm hesitant to add the beginning fund balance. There is $665,000 that was in the adopted budget for this year as the carryover. But I just, you know, but before I factor that in, you know, and really discuss real money, I want to make sure that that's aligning with what the auditors are finding as well. It's just me being financially cautious. So that's why that's not in there. Is I just am waiting to hear from the audit to confirm that that's what the carryover, the actual amount was from last year moving forward to this year, because if not, then we will want to discuss a resolution on that, you know, if the amount has changed for whatever reason. So that just explains why there's no beginning fund balance there. And then everything else that we're working.
Sorry.
No, you go on ahead.
What's the status of the audit before we get too far past that?
That is, I honestly don't know. That's Susan. I was handling that. I've been completely off of that and starting, you know, with the new year forward. I know that they have everything. The reconciliation for June was completed. That's the most information I know. I'm not gonna pretend like I know more. So I can reach out and figure out where things are at, you know, this week. But for the previous year, I was never a part of those conversations. So I don't know much of what is happening financially with the last fiscal year.
I'll get that done.
Okay.
check for DSL builders? Is that the
seismic?
The end, at the end of the seismic deal? Or?
I appreciate your enthusiasm, but no. 121,000, I'm rounding up and down. The final was 54. 57. Yeah, 57. And then their retainage was 53. And the remainder's it's going to cover what this, we put in for the school. Oh, we're going to be zeroed out. We're waiting on an architecture. That was my explanation later. Waiting on one architecture stamp. I know you're not going to believe the architect is holding this up, but that's the case. We're finished.
And we're all done with Gloria.
Gloria's
all,
happy
she's
with
happy.
Us.
Okay.
I took a picture of our plaque on the wall and very pleased.
Okay. Feeling their work at the, this point in the project.
So they changed from structural engineer to a different stamp, which is everything's approved. They just had to restamp it with a new stamp. And he has to stamp it. It's what I'm understanding. Stamp it physically, send it to Gloria by mail. And then she receives it. And then she will email all of us.
Very bizarre.
Welcome
it is bizarre.
To my world.
Yeah.
Curious, but let's go and hold this up.
Yeah.
Well, I can talk about it.
Okay. Blake, you think everything looks, we're on track then now?
Yeah. So, honestly, I'm looking at things, you know, the chief and I went over the you know, first quarter. Things look great. Honestly, really great. Especially taking into account that there were a lot of expenses.
Right.
Just prime example here, for ambulance revenues alone. And I do want to emphasize that the change in billers, there's always going to be a hiccup. You have to, you know, re-enroll all the insurance companies, so Medicare, Medicaid, Railroad, you know, everybody, all your insurance companies, you have to, you know, terminate your current enrollment with your current biller, re-enroll, and that always takes a while. And there's usually a little bit of a hiccup, you know, a couple months where things get slower. Well, with first quarter, we're actually over. So, you know, the entire year's ambulance user fees, you know, portion of the budget here is $779,500. And quarter one was $217,101, which would put us over $800,000. And again, taking into account, you know, we're over budget on ambulance revenues in a couple of months when we should be under because there was a transition in billers. So that's fantastic. You know, GEMTCCO, there has been hiccups with the state. No surprise there. And things are kind of a little bit slower to roll out. You know, we were supposed to start seeing money come out late October from the CCO. So the money originates from the federal government. It's a state administered program. So the state draws the money down from the feds and then they pass it to the CCEOs to disperse. So, you know, the chief's seen emails flying. There was some for me today setting up these relationships and, you know, EFT agreements and stuff with the CCOs to get this additional GEMTCCO money. So we're just waiting for the federal funds to come in through the state, but that isn't budgeted. So that'll be, you know, substantial. But on the expenses side, you know, kind of back to what we have talked about and I've tried to be transparent with every month is, hey, you know, there were things that weren't paid, you know, from the last budget that are going to carry over to this one. But to be honest, you know, seismic's covered most of it. You know, the AFG with the radio costs is covering a lot of that. Things are really looking great considering things carried over into this year that shouldn't have. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, over project here, but I mean, financially, the district is in a really great spot.
So I'm just wanting to make sure I understand. So once the audit is complete and then we get that cash carryover money cleared out, so we know exactly what it is, that will be added back into our total. So it won't look like we're way over budget already.
So yeah, that'll be added to the beginning fund balance. And again, you know, I could theoretically it's just not the right thing to do. It's not accurate, you know, taking what's in the bank accounts and adding that, but that should come from, you know, what carried over from last year and how that ties into the budget. So I just wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I were just to use, you know, financial statements and bank statements and add, you know, the ending fund balances together. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not.
Yeah. No, I'm just looking at our the ending balance on our budget versus actuals. And that's like, yeah. So
yeah. So once that, absolutely. The difference, the ending balance that's going to change substantially. And it is just because there is no beginning fund balance on the actuals here. So we're starting essentially with zero, and that's why it's.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I had that straight in my mind. Okay, perfect.
And also some of the categories, the line items, we're going to make adjustments because of like the AFG radio grant. There's a couple of things that are considered expenditures. Well, we've asked for reimbursements, and when they come in, they'll replace them.
Okay.
So you'll see a couple of those here and there that I'll be able to show you.
Okay. All righty. That's all the questions I have. So. Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve financials then.
Financials.
Barry, do you want to second that, or you want me to second it?
Oh, I'll second it. I didn't hear him. I was the coyotes were interrupting us.
Okay. All right. I got a motion to approve finances as presented in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. It doesn't look like we have any public here. We've got, is there anybody?
Somebody, Sarah Drury just logged in.
That's Sarah. That's Harry's daughter-in-law.
I know, I've just been texting.
Okay. How do you spell that? Does anybody have anything? Sarah, do you have anything to say?
D-R-U-E-R-Y.
I don't think so.
Way to go, Sarah.
Well, she's reaching for her phone.
Nothing to say.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Okay, so we will move on from audience participation to old business, seismic completion.
So as Ray Bottenberg has asked me about the seismic, we've asked for the final reimbursement. Our records and our documents are ARE, you gotta say that up here, are completed and are in order. Gloria has seen them, and she has not found any fault in them so far. Now, real life, Gloria is the kind of person that waits. But I asked her specifically, do you see anything that I need to fix or improve? She goes, no. So I'm taking that as we're good, okay? And as I explained, the money's about 121 and some change one direction or the other. We'll finish out the 5% holdback as my math works. And then the remaining amount DSL is owed for the construction. And it's the state's policy to hold paying out that last amount until all the boxes are checked. And the architect was holding us back. And I've been assured that that's been taken care of. But again, it goes by snail mail to the state. And then I guess it has to be originals. And then it is approved. And we can put this chapter behind us.
Okay.
Anyone have any questions about that?
No.
They replaced the door yesterday?
Yes.
Finally.
Okay, so our punch list is clear then.
Their punch list is clear, but mine is a couple of finite items that they've assured me they're going to work with me on. I've got to close this thing, though.
I know. That makes me really nervous.
Yeah. Well, and if it does, I'll fix it. I mean, it's just minor things.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just want to make sure they come back and do what they're. Yeah,
they have assured me, but you know, that's it is what
I know. I know. Once they get that last check, then we don't hear from them.
As long as Gloria's approved it and the check comes to us, remember, we don't disperse the money.
Okay. All right.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
We don't disperse the money.
Okay.
Marguerite has done an amazing job dealing with this huge FireMed thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she could quantify this for you on how many people per day is contacting and how many people, and let's be fair, our citizens are being really nice so far. There's a couple of them that are just worried and we get it.
Yeah.
But she has, and I believe she put it in your board books, a
it's
letter.
Not in the book. I think it was.
My apologies. Yeah. So she emailed it out with an explanation. And believe it or not, Marguerite's pretty tough on them. So she's been riding them pretty good, and hopefully they'll come through with what they need to. And we are asking for a letter of explanation to our citizens, or at least our enrollees, so they can be better educated. And we've been assured a couple of times, but it hasn't happened. I believe we give it, my opinion, give it till Friday. And if we don't hear of anything or they don't contact Marguerite, we be a little bit stronger on Monday morning.
Yeah, because I know I have been addressing last week, it started on Facebook on the community page, and I tried to clarify and direct them to come down here and answer the questions I could answer without overstepping, but yeah.
You know, and that's the thing that with any, and to echo what Blake said earlier, any new program, it's always stumbling blocks in the beginning.
Absolutely.
But I still believe that we are offering the best service for our community and giving them choices. And it didn't raise the rate, which is what I understood might happen.
Yeah.
So we're okay there. But it just, it takes a lot of time for Marguerite to have to explain. She's done a wonderful job. I commend her for that. And hopefully everyone else will take a deep breath.
Okay.
We'll keep you guys up to speed on what's going on.
I do want to talk about something that was in that letter, though, that was emailed out.
Okay.
Down, did you see it?
Was that emailed today?
Yeah, I
think
so.
Didn't open it today.
Let's see.
Okay. Do you have an extra copy, or I'll just, so I
can see it?
Harry,
did you get to see it?
I did not.
It's okay. Here's my concern, and this is probably not going to be popular, but I noticed something and I want to bring it up. It talks about all the stuff that Marguerite's been calling and working through and everything. And then down at the very last paragraph, it was requesting clarification who's to receive complimentary fire med. And the board, you know, the boards to receive ground and air, volunteers and active honorees were told they will receive ground coverage, which has been done in the past. I didn't know about the honorees, but I know the volunteers were. And now we're wanting to pay for the staff too. And I have a concern about that.
Okay.
Here's my concern is that it seems like little things keep popping up. And to me, that was something that should have been negotiated in their contract that we just went through as a benefit.
I don't know if that's negotiated.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, if it's a benefit that we offer them, it should have been in that contract, that's bargaining fair. Unit contract. Now I don't have, I mean.
It's not in there, so.
Oh, I know it's not. Yeah, I know it's not in there. So here's my thing. I mean, if they want it, I don't have an issue with them paying what the district would pay. But I think just to, because the volunteers are getting it, that we should give it to the staff. I think that should have been part of their contract. And they should have asked for that to be part of their contract if they wanted firemen.
I believe that's a fair evaluation. And I think what Marguerite and I talked about was $18.75. What was the cost?
I believe that's what our cost is, $18.75.
So
right, and
we,
so
what if we offered that to
no, them? No, that's what I was going to say. I have no problem offering that to them at what the district would pay. I mean, that's not going to break anybody.
Well, and also you would like to think that professional agreements would work across the boards. I know we would offer a ex-firefighter that works with us, mutual aid, definitely a shot at, you know, some type of potential discount.
Yeah.
But I can't speak for everyone. But I think that's fair. I do think that we're gonna have to bargain for a couple more items in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be one of the ones that I suggest with you, one for one kind of thing.
Okay. And that's fine. I just know that we just went through all of this. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was...
Yeah, the truth of the matter, too, is I never thought about it. Well, I don't think they thought about it either.
I, you know, probably not. And I... Is it something we did? We used to do it in the past. They were unionized. So that...
And I think the reference that I was given, the reason, and two reasons. First reason is that we have spent a lot of time trying to show that there's no difference between the two groups.
Mm-hmm.
But they do, the volunteers do give free time, a lot of, well, as much time as they can. And then I can't prove it, but I was told that the previous administrator did provide that. And I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know, but that should, if that was a benefit that they received, then mm-hmm. they should have been on that to bring it up for negotiations.
I'll make that known and then we'll go from there.
Okay. I mean, for all intents and purposes at 1875, the union could probably.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. And I'm not trying to nickel and dime anybody, but I'm afraid of setting too much of a precedence when you start talking about a union contract
mm-hmm.
and then it's not in the union contract. And then you start giving this, well, you gave us this. So why?
Right.
That's my concern.
And we've had a discussion today offline, you know, not a negotiation, but we've had a brief mm-hmm. discussion about these positions that are going to be coming up for captain and a couple other things that's going to have to be bargained. So there'll be a lot of time and room to talk about these items.
Okay.
And I think it's a good idea, but for our character, you know, it's the right thing to do is to offer.
Yes.
And that's why I wanted.
Well, and I think, I guess on, from my standpoint or for the, that I would think that, you know, if we offer it to them at the rate of what the district would pay, right. It's.
And just for clarification too, is we have done that for the honorees in the past. But I kind of put the honorees to work a little bit around here. So they've actually updated the fire extinguisher on the end today. I'm serious.
Good. Use those boys.
So if they're putting in some time, I thought, yes. You know what, that's the least we do. A, they put in 20 something years anyway, but they're still, we're engaged, man.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing for us.
Yeah. So I'm good with that. I just saw that tonight and I was just like, I don't want to paint us into a corner where we have our back against the wall with something down the road. It is absolutely not.
I don't, and I, if I may speak for you, I don't believe it's a money issue at all because it's only not. A few hundred dollars.
Yeah, it's not the money issue. Yeah. It's the down the road, and I've seen things in my past life with.
Yeah, and I didn't think about it that way. To be honest with you, I haven't because we've been working so well together.
Yes, I know,
and it will continue, and I'll do.
Yeah, and I don't want this to be that thing, but yet again, I just wanted to bring that up.
No, I agree.
Okay.
So I agree with Tammy on that. I think she's right on track on that. So I just want to say that I agree with her.
All right.
Okay, on screen.
Okay. Okay. So other than that, keep us posted on where that's going. I mean, I'd like to get that resolved because I know there's a lot of people that are waiting and wondering what's happening.
Yes, we are too.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
As stated there.
Okay. The community outreach report.
So that is in your packet. And what it pertains to. Man, tell me anything.
Mm-hmm. Email too.
Jesus, man.
It's also in the packet.
Thank you.
Oh, is it in the packet too? Oh, okay. Maybe I missed it then.
Thank you.
It should be
right before new business.
Yeah, if it isn't, it's in there.
You're in the new business, Tammy.
So flip it.
No, I'm not.
No, did you get missed?
I didn't. I don't have one.
No, oh, yeah. I missed.
Anyway, I don't think
moving
so.
On,
unless I,
moving.
Yeah. No, I don't have one.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
But what this report is about is we wanted to give you guys people a snapshot about what we've been doing as a group. And we're engaging more. Our goal has been to engage more in the public. Obviously, any of the civic groups, we do entertain quite a few people coming through the building, which is good because we get a lot of positive comments and a lot of thank yous. And Rotary did donate some money to our volunteers recently. We, of course, are working with the schools on any of the holiday programs and those things. So you'll see the list there. It's pretty extensive, and we plan to do more, obviously, with Christmas coming up. So,
And I do want to put it on record that I mentioned this to Chief, but I was very impressed. None of the volunteers were able to make it to take the engine to Willamina to the trunk or treat. I know the crews were here in Sheridan, but Donna did it on her own, and she was down there with a smile on her face and handled all of those little munchkins plus everybody else. And it was very, very well attended down there. And so I wanted to give a special thank you to Donna for stepping up and taking care of that for us.
Yes, we did. I did tell Donna thank you on behalf of the district, and we plan on doing more. At the very last paragraph, it talks about first aid and CPR classes within the community. That's one of the reasons why we have moved Donna to that position, more engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Marguerite has been teaching CPR and first aid classes for years.
Right.
So we're going to do our best. We're trying to entangle ourselves with the AHA, which is one of the recognized businesses in the United States for this very subject. We also have a staff or two who are interested in getting their instructor as well, so we can spread it out a little bit. So you'll see in the future where we're going to be offering that. Hopefully we can get it on the web page and then get a sign up going so we can get our people or our community a little bit better trained in CPR and first aid.
That would be great. Me too, used to be an AHA instructor. So, yeah.
That was a long time
ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Thank you.
So, we tabled this last meeting. This board members gives us the ability to lawfully, legally pay bills and to designate employees in a manner that allows us to function as a business. So if you have a moment, please read through those. I did send them out once before via email, and you did see them last board meeting briefly. So hopefully there's not too much confusion there. It'll take the signature from the president and vice president, and then we'll put it. I did have a point of discussion on item 7, and it's pertaining to, I just brought Bill back into admin role as a division chief, literally just started Monday back in that official role, and I believe criteria for being exempt as well, but I did not add it. Can we do an addendum if you all agree that he should be considered a confidential employee? Because he will be helping us at the admin level dealing with union matters and contracts.
And this is not in an acting position any longer. This is a permanent position?
Correct.
Okay.
We had him in the temporary position, but we're running out of time. And based on civil service rules, and also the need has arisen. He finished the last couple of tours to help some of our younger people be additionally trained to step into those leadership roles. So
you're asking for this to be approved with that correction?
With added correction. And that'll have to be at your leisure on how you want to do that. But that's the only thing that I really wanted to add.
Resolution number FY2022-23-01 with the addition of Phil Riggs to item 7.
I'll second that.
Don't think we have an issue with that. So. Okay, with hearing that, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Would it be okay? Because I do have it on file. I can add that.
If you want to do it right now, we'll sign it before we leave. That's what I was going to suggest.
Okay, that's okay. Yes. With you guys.
Yep. Right.
Much easier that way.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll have to hunt you down.
Right.
From sale.
Okay. Bids on the ambulance chassis remount and discussion.
Well, this has been a journey and I've enjoyed it. We did receive per law 3 different quotes because it's a pretty extensive amount. I'll go in reverse order so you can enjoy. One was Arrow, which is Arrow, which is one of the vendors that we've used in the previous opportunity.
Yeah.
And it was $276,800.
And that was for a new
chassis with the remounted box. And when you see these, and I'll just keep it short.
And they're all the same. They're all new chassis with remounted box. Correct. Okay.
When you see a price like this, it's somebody that wants to price themselves out of it, okay? Because that's almost the price of a brand new.
Yes.
$320 is probably.
Yeah.
They probably also sell new ones, right?
Oh, yeah. And then the one that we originally looked at that was really positive, but it gave me a little, I'm going to call it bad vibes, because I couldn't ever prove about the OHA certification. They did say they were CAS certified, which means it's national, but
Yeah.
Whether you know it or Oregon is really specific about certifications. That quote came in at $183,000.
And who was that?
Elite, E-L-I-T-E, Ambulance out of Minnesota.
Arrow out of, they were.
Yeah, they're actually, I think that's the same darn place.
Ohio or are they in Minnesota too?
Rock Rapids, Iowa.
Iowa, that's what I thought they were. Something back there.
And our last was from Braun Northwest, which is where the original box is from.
Yes, it is.
So they sent us a quote for $157,741. Five, 741. Travis Chehalis, Washington. Same concept. I did email you guys the specs. I don't know if you had an opportunity to look at them, but we have them available. Which includes, it's going with a Ford chassis, which is the Ford 450 4x4. Also, I did some... I asked a couple of my friends who drive Dodges, who are diehard Dodge fans, to investigate, and they said that they're going through a little potential issue, and it kind of, you know, it is what it is. But right now, I checked in with my connections on the Fords, and they're doing Well,
and this is diesel.
Yes, ma'am. Four-wheel drive diesel. Okay. It's an XLT, which is the base model, just right. One step up. The way this works, if you choose this particular, is that RET exactly what it says. Remount refurbished to be completed within 90 days after receipt of the new chassis and existing vehicle. Start of process to be scheduled based upon new chassis delivery and agency operational schedule. What they've asked is when they get the verification for the VIN and the build, if we would take the module over and they could start taking it off and stay ahead of the game.
Yep.
That's where they get the 90-day process. The terms are 90% payment due upon receipt of the vehicle. Balance due in 30 days afterwards. Okay. And I haven't done the math yet. 90% of the $157,741, when you receive the vehicle, you have 30 days to pay off the rest.
And then 60 days for them to deliver it to you after that.
No.
No, because we'll just go up there and pick it up. It's in Chehalis, Washington.
No, it says to, work to be completed within 90 days after receipt of new chassis. And then, excuse me.
Yeah, no. It's literal, because I did the same thing. I was like, I'm not paying them until they get the darn thing. Yeah. Specced out in the way we want.
Then I read it again, and that's what it's
So it's kind of confusing, but and I did get an email today. We are on the build list, and as you guys know, dealing with the Dodge vehicles we had last year, they haven't opened the queue yet. When they open the queue, everybody on the planet is going to get dropped in there, and it has to be a cert chassis with the right springs, the right weights, and everything else to qualify. So they'll do only so many of those at a time.
So do we have any idea?
No, not yet. I told them, I said, that's the first thing they're going to ask me Tuesday night. And they promised me the second they know something, we will know something.
Okay.
And then we'll get it started.
But if we get this nailed down, you're from January or whatever, the price still works.
Oh, yeah, it's locked. It's locked because I said with the board's approval, and I said, I don't have that yet, but when I do, he said, I'll lock it for you, and if something tragic happens, call me. So. Questions? Harry, do you have any questions about it?
I do not.
Okay.
If you want, you might have already decided that my opinion is best price, closest place. We know what we're going to get because and it's OHA, Oregon Health Authority certified, and it meets all the criteria, and I believe it's a darn good price for what we're asking for.
Well, and I and Pete okayed me to share his opinion because Pete was a holdout to begin with because he really thought we needed to go with the Dodge chassis, and then he called me back and said, I've done some further research, and I need to eat all the words I told you in the last conversation. So I said, okay. He said that he's finding now that the Dodges are having a lot of glitches with the transmissions. And so, you know, I reminded Pete that he was the one that always doesn't want the color crayon box fleet. So I said, well, we might as well have them all look the same anyway, too. So he has given me the authority to say that he is good. He likes Braun Northwest. He's never had a problem, he says, with a rig that's came out of there. So he is good with this. I don't know if you have shared with anybody else the conversation you and I had about the chassis following this.
Oh, no.
Can I throw that out there? Sure. Okay. So the chief and I were talking about this because Elite at their 183, they were going to put somebody else's box on there and then we would be left with our other Medic. Now this is using our box on the chassis, but the way it sits right now, that we get the chassis back, that 2012. So Chief and I talked about it's running well right now. So we thought, why don't we maybe look at putting a flatbed on that chassis and a slip-in unit and replacing one of our brush rigs? It's a 1996, I believe, now, out at Buell, and replace it with that 96 or 97. It's something like that. Yeah. And replace it with a 2012, you know, and not cost us a new vehicle.
This will get us, my estimation only, give us a good 2-year, 3-year window to start reserving or putting money away to actually replace one of the three.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's some options there that would save us some money down the, you know, to put this off a little bit and get us, you know, a little newer vehicle to use.
We haven't researched it totally yet, but we'll give you a better estimate of cost. Some of this is easily done because we do have access to this overhead crane at the CEC building. We just got to get it shipped there to mount it. Simple bolt and end situation for the flatbed. Mm-hmm. Same way with the tanking system. We did the same thing. We had a really good crew working on putting that thing on there. And it's going to save us a little bit of money. But again, I can't speak for what the darn prices are going to right now. But I'll get everyone an estimate as soon as we can.
Okay. So it's just an option to keep in the back of our mind, you know, of something that we may be able to do.
Yeah.
So does anybody want to, you want to think about this more? You want to make a motion? What do you guys want to do?
I would make a motion that we approve the bid from Braun Northwest to remount our box on a new Ford F-450 chassis.
Thanks, over here.
Okay.
And they've asked me, is it okay if I initial it and get it started?
Yeah, I have no point. Problem with that. As far as I'm concerned,
I need to hear you say that.
Okay. Well, would you add that into your motion, Harry, that we authorize the chief to initial and start the process?
So moved.
Right. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Madam President, may I insert a go to the order real quick before I forget?
Yes.
One of our citizens, rightfully so, has reminded us about the Christmas spirit. And we have gone ahead and started the Christmas light process. We obviously didn't get as much of a jump as we'd like to, but we're on the list. The lights will be put on the building and area, and we're going to do some additional work to it as well. I just wanted the board to be aware of that. So if you're asked by anyone that we are absolutely going to have Christmas lights this year.
Is this the same company that we used to go with in the previous years? And what is the cost going to be this year? Do we know?
15?
It was like 1346. Yeah. And if not, we'd have to rent a lift. And
I know.
Or wait till the tribe buys a ladder truck.
Yeah. And then try to get on the list.
I just wanted everyone to be aware of that. So if you see lights, it didn't just magically appear. Well, it sounds good.
Well, yeah. Okay. Do you have any issues with that, Harry?
I do not.
Okay. Board.
So in your books, you're going to see this lengthy, well-read agreement. I'll be honest with you, I've only just briefly gone through it. It's standard in nature. I am not asking any action. I just want you to be aware of it because I'm going to continue to be very detailed oriented dealing with these types of agreements with our mutual aid partners in both counties. And I hope that's clear. So what I'd like to do is read it. And if you get an opportunity, please go over it as well. If you see anything that's outstanding before the next meeting, let me know. But it's what I've been told by Polk County is that it is a standard agreement. So I'd like to trust but verify. And then if I need to, I'll send it to Eileen, but right now I don't see any need to yet, but please take a look at this. Harry, I'll get a copy for you if you didn't get it by email. I'll get a copy to you so you can see it.
Thank you.
One of the holding points I will let you know is that, and I had the same discussion with Chief Warden over at the tribe, is some of these agreements don't say specifically that it's been a handshake agreement, if you will, if you went over to another agency to transport somebody, that it was okay to bill them and accept the fee. So that is the only indemnity. If I can't find it, I haven't found it yet, but if I can't find it, that'd be the only thing that I would ask on our behalf, that they are very specific with that. And not to be a horse's rear, but just to make sure that all of our bases are covered.
Yes. I would prefer that.
So would it be okay if we, I'm still waiting, I'm working on the Yamhill version. The reason I'm asking to table this, if it's okay with everyone, is you get a chance to read it. I get a chance to be more thorough. And then I would like to mirror the two a little bit if I can, so I'm not reinventing the wheel.
Sounds good.
Okay. If nobody has any problems, I'd like to skip ahead to the chief's evaluation first and then come back to the board discussion. You want to?
Okay. So the evaluation, might have been 2 months ago. I don't remember.
It's been a while.
Yeah. We've all been searching for the magical document. I reached out to a friend of mine who is a chief, and I said, look, I'll tell you what I don't want. I don't want anything that only has three categories, because, you know, how the results could be even all the way across. I would like something that is a little bit more detailed, that asks questions, that allows a little bit of subjectivity and objectivity in a discussion. It's not lengthy in nature. It's just brief. I don't know if you have the whole thing.
I don't. So I said, yeah. I don't have 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's confused. It's
No,
it's all right.
We'll fix that.
I thought maybe it was on the back. I was like, no.
No, we'll fix that. There's 3 pages, I believe, or 4 pages total.
There's 4.
Yeah.
And I told it to print front and back. Thought I did.
But we'll get you the update. But what I wanted you to do is to take a look at this. And it's just, it's for me to see where my improvements can occur. And I ask you to be, and I don't doubt this in my mind, I ask you to be as specific as possible. Because I do know that I have room for growth. And as we continue to trudge through this year, I have had, as you know, and you've experienced, many, many challenges that a lot of my friends that are in this job have never experienced. And I don't have anyone to really talk to them about. So that's been the growth part.
A few more months, you'll be the one they
Yeah, I may be the resident expert on, oh my gosh. So, but anyway, I wanted everyone to have a copy of this. So if you see something you want to add to it, or something you want to take off there, or whatever, it'll give you an idea on what I believe is a fair evaluation to start off with, and then we can tweak it from there. Which it's very specific in certain categories. So
you don't want to use this form as presented. You want us to.
If you feel that it needs to be changed, that's why I want to give you time to look at it.
Okay.
If you want to add some stuff to it, or you want to leave it as it is, it's okay. I want you to see the whole form, and then that way you can it can be used to start off with. And this thing is completely dynamic in nature.
Yeah. Are we coming back next month? Just with whatever form we like, or was it filled out?
I when you leave, I apologize for
it's
that.
Okay.
And then I think what you have to do is set up a date, because you'll.
If you agree to this form, we'll set the executive session into play. You can even send it to Eileen if you need to. But whatever you guys want to do with this, I just wanted to make sure that we do this, because I've been holding our people accountable for evaluations as well. So
We like sending it to the lawyer.
I don't think necessary. I mean, I would like to just see us kind of get through this, because this has been dragging on for way too long.
So we need to come next month with one of them kind of roughed out to talk about.
Yeah, and generally how this works, and you guys have been involved with boards for a while probably, is that if you agree upon the format, then you set a date amongst yourselves on, you individually do it obviously, and then you get together in the executive session and you discuss it with me, what you feel needs to be improved upon or is okay.
Statutory time that this has to be done by?
No. Generally, it's at the end of each term, you know,
October. Should have been done in October.
Yeah. Is it in your contract?
Yes.
Yes.
A certain time. Okay.
Well, it didn't say certain time. It just says the board from evaluates. Time. Yeah.
Every year or so.
Yeah. I consider being in a year.
Maybe we could do it this way. Is if we could get a copy to everybody, have everybody look at it. If there's anything that you see on there that you would like to change, let's get it to the chief by December 1 so that the form can be tweaked. So when we get it at our meeting, it's good to go and we're not waiting to make tweaks then.
And so then you're planning next month's meeting to have an executive session?
No, we'll get the completed form to everybody to complete then, and then, or somewhere in between. I mean, it's going to be tough because we're getting the holidays.
And the truth of the matter is, it is holiday season, and we're not meeting illegally, but if we agree upon this can be sent to the chief to review,
right?
You can send it individually, and I can review it, and then whenever you're ready, we can have that executive session.
Yeah, we'll check our...
But it's whatever you guys want to do. I just... Again, I apologize.
I just want the completed. I want the form ready to go out to be completed at the next meeting. So that's why, if there's any changes or anything you want to see changed on it, let's let the chief know by December 1, so that we make sure when we look at it at the form at our meeting, we're all in agreement that yep, this is good. Let's go with it.
We should be there.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And then we can figure out dates from there. Okay, so we need to go, we'll go back now to board discussion. So the first thing before we even talk about this is that we have to accept the resignation. I received the resignation letter from Carol. And I don't know, did you all get an email of that?
Probably.
Yeah. I'll read it for the record. This was sent effective October 12th. It says, President Height, it has been a long and difficult decision, but I feel that it is time that I tender my resignation as board member of the Sheridan Fire District effective October 12th, 2022. I understand that my term is set to run until June 2025, but for personal reasons, I feel that it is time for me to step down. Thank you for your understanding. I have truly enjoyed working with you the past few years and wish the best for the district's continued success. Respectfully submitted, Carol Ann Harlan Van Wert. So we need to have a motion to accept that resignation before we can do anything else.
I move to accept Carol's resignation.
Okay, and motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. So we need to talk about how we want to go about filling that position. And, okay, sorry about that. I had a... Let's get an emergency call. So the board can do it however they want. We can appoint somebody. We can make a motion and appoint somebody and approve it. We can accept applications. We can wait. It's however you want to do it. So that's the time we need to discuss what we want to do with that.
So I really feel that we need to have an application process for that and then consider those applicants, those people who want to be on the board.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. I don't have an issue with that. So what we do need to understand, because I've printed out the ORS, is that when we do this and we have an application process and we can, you know, we can have an executive session that we can discuss those applicants. We cannot vote on anybody, but we can discuss them. Then we come out of executive session and vote or make a motion to appoint somebody and have it approved. Because we are coming upon a regular election year for Sheridan Fire District. Next spring will be a regular election year. Whoever we appoint into this position will have to run for that position again. They don't just get it till the end of the term.
They don't get to finish her term?
No. That's why I printed this off, because it's really confusing. But it says, except as otherwise provided by law, a vacancy in an elected office in the membership of the governing body of the district shall be filled by appointment by a majority of the remaining members of the governing body. If the majority of the membership of the governing body is vacant or can't agree, then it goes to the county. So that's all, whatever. So this subsection applies to districts defined in ORS 255012, which have a regular district election on a specified date, which we do, because every other year we have positions available. So if you have that, the period of service of a person appointed under that subsection shall expire June 30th following the next regular district election. Hmm. So June 30th, whoever we appoint, that has expired. So come election in May, we will have three positions that will have to be filled.
So we're talking about appointing someone who would need to turn around and start campaigning in March.
Yes. And I know this because we argued about this last time when we appointed Pete, because I kept saying Pete needed to run and they're like, no, well, he didn't, because it wasn't a regular election year. This is exactly what I went through when I first got on the board. And everybody thought I was crazy. And I said, I was appointed in October and I had to run in the spring. And now I understand why. So
what happens if we somehow ended up slowing down and end up appointing them after that?
Don't think you can, because it's vacant when you go. It was vacant beforehand.
So it has to be sort of.
We need to appoint and then elect. So you have the option of appointing and then they run for the position, or you don't appoint and just have an open that they just run for.
Well,
I mean, what I've thought about this is a chance for a trial run for somebody. If we have applicants and we appoint them, when it comes time for elections, if we don't think that person's a good fit, then we know that, yes, it might, or we go out to bat to get this person elected. But
yeah, I don't feel comfortable leaving the position open that length of time. I think we need to appoint someone and make sure that, you know, they understand that they have to run for that position come, was it May?
Yeah, they'll have to apply in March for that position, because it will become vacant.
Right.
So if you want to do applications, my recommendation would be to open it up on our website to accept applications. And I would say that we close that. We open it, you know, this week, whatever, close it by the end of November. Then at that point, we can see what applicants we have. We can get, the applications, copies of the applications out to the board members and have an executive session at our next regular board meeting and appoint at that point, at that time. That would get it done in December. Then we could swear them in January.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that.
So I don't know, do we need to have a motion for that or? Okay, so we need to have a motion that you want me to make the motion, Harry, or what? Right.
Go ahead, Tammy.
Okay, I move that we open up for applications for the vacant board position effective November 10th, and that will be open until November 30th, at which time the application process will close. And then we can review applications prior to the regular scheduled December meeting and have an executive meeting then to look at appointments for filling that position.
I'll second that motion.
Anything? Okay. Great.
And some sort of interview process, which we do sometimes.
We do sometimes. I think we can determine that once we see how many applicants we have.
Okay, that's fine.
And if we think we need to after we review the applications.
That's what I needed to hear.
Okay. Chief, do we have a application form? I mean, we did before, but I can't remember what
before
we
used. Was wonky, though, because as the volunteers fill out.
Oh, yeah. So
it wasn't awesome.
I don't remember what that
I can reach out to SDAO and other districts to see if they have anything like that.
It just needs to be something basic, you know, your name, your why you want to be on the board, what your history or your background is, and what you think you can bring to the board, or, you know, I think just something really basic that explains why they want to be a part of the Sheridan Fire Board.
They can live anywhere in the district.
They have to reside within the district.
Actually, technically, I think there's a weird.
I think they just have to own property within the district. Yeah.
Or live in the district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Technically.
And
we probably wouldn't be advised to use that.
No. And it is a board policy that volunteers cannot be members of the board. It's either or. So that needs to be clear. Any other concerns or questions regarding that?
No.
Is it okay if I if I come put the application together, I'll send it to you to review?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. I may just build it.
All righty. Does anybody have anything else for the good of the order?
I do not.
There's the community outreach report. And the firemen report. So, okay. Hearing no other. Oh, Chief, you have something?
Would you, does anyone have anything additional for next meeting that they foresee other than the obvious that you've given me?
So, at this point,
I do not at this time.
So, to also realize we're going to go through the holiday phase. Mm-hmm. So, if you see something, you guys get into an issue with family or whatever, just let me know and we can work around it. Thank you for your patience. I'd like to give you a little bit of update where we're headed, if that's okay. Dealing with this internet, we have several prospects of increasing. I don't know if I had a chance. I did talk to Harry earlier. Our upload speed's at 8. Normal is 25 with the basic functions. We are looking at fiber that will take us to the gig, which is 1,000.
which right now we're paying 200 and some change a month for internet. There's a contract that I've been given, which is a 5-year contract for $600 a month total for that 1 gig up and down. I haven't made any decisions yet, and I haven't presented to you because I'm still researching. We did put a deposit, $99 deposit, on Starlink. And I just received mine at my house from my RV and from my house, and it's amazing. Think, Harry, are you using Starlink currently?
At home, yes. I do have my Starlink up, and it is fantastic. I did run a test. I'm on a cable network down here where I'm at in Arizona. But we love our Starlink.
With the additional system parameters that we're going to be challenged with soon, because remember, our phones are working off, our dispatch, our radios, everything is pulling up some of the data. I talked to Patty Sowers the other day. She's the director of YCOM. And within the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to have computers in every apparatus anyway, which immediately is going to pull data the second a call comes in. So we're going to get a dump everywhere. It's going to get worse. So my suggestion is, if I can find a reputable, the group that I'm looking at currently, the $600 group, Sheridan School District uses it, and I've heard positive things from them, which is a lot grander scale than what we would be using. But we're going to have the same upload speeds as them because they can't go either way other than up. Mm-hmm. So it sounds good, but I'll do some more research and then.
That's $600 a month, is what that is.
Yeah.
And what is the cost for Starlink?
It'll be $125 a month. But when it's coming, it says, if you're going to get it soon, it says first quarter of 23. If you're going to get it sometime in later 23 or early 24, it says coming soon. That's where we are, coming soon. My recommendation would be to, if we find the right one, unfortunately, they don't do short-term contracts on these business type that I can find so far. Mm-hmm. My recommendation would be we could stack. We could do that and the Starlink when it comes in, and when the contract's finished, we just stick with Starlink and then on. Unless something.
And how much is the equipment? So it's $125 a month, but what else? What other costs?
The purchase of the equipment is $599 for Starlink, and the equipment we need now, we currently have.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost, I haven't found it on the contract, and that's one of the questions I've asked. Is there any additional cost? But besides, they waived, there was a $1,000 construction fee. They waived it, which I didn't ask for, but it was one of the fees that they stack on, is what I assume. I asked them, what is the cost? Because the closest hub is the Bridge Street at the Chinese restaurant there. So they had to run it, obviously, to us and then through our pipe chase into the server room and hook it up. It's about as technical as I'm going to get with that. But we are getting our rear ends whipped. I want to be very, very clear about this with this internet thing.
Oh, mm-hmm. This thing.
Oh, yes, sir. It did it in the beginning. Yeah. But as the more stuff we add to it, the more pull we put on the data, the worse it is. And it's affecting some of our reports, our computers. We try to dumb everything down, take all the extra stuff off there, and it doesn't make that much of a difference. Loading and doing all these things, and I never realized I'd ever say this, but we are living and dying by this PC thing, and here we are. So my recommendation, if I can find a decent program, I'll send it out to everyone for approval, and I'd like to pull the trigger sooner rather than later because they still have to install it. So what would be your suggestion? It's operational. I can tell you it's $600 a month, and we are budgeting 200 and I keep saying 200 something. I don't remember. 230, what is it? Do you remember? It's two. Let's just say 230 for sakes. We also found, very hesitant to say this next part. We also found we were paying for 12 phone lines at $300 a month that the phone numbers don't jive.
They're in Rickreel, right?
The phone numbers don't jive. And what I found it accidentally today, because Marguerite, they put her on hold for a long, long time. And then I did my time. I was on hold, and then I finally got through to technical support, then to customer service. They recognize what we had, Wi-Fi at Buell, and they don't have it here, but they do show we have 12 to 13 lines. I can't remember what he said. And I said, what, these are hardwired? And I said, sir, we use VoIP. We've been using VoIP 6 months, 8 months, whatever the heck it is now. And he goes, yeah, you guys are paying $300 a month. I'm like, back in touch. So I just got to verify that's not like an extension or something that we use.
A piece of equipment.
I don't know. That's the thing, but it's very not our phone numbers because he listed off a blend of them and I've never heard of them before.
Did you try calling him?
Not yet. I haven't got the list yet.
I tried that with the phone number we have listed in the new yellow pages put out by CenturyLink because somebody came in. 503-843-0911. And it just rings and rings and rings and rings. No recording, nothing. I sent a letter. And it's in the yellow pages for another year that just came out.
Yeah, that we're going to pay for. Because we have to approve it to say that it's correct.
And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but again, the more detailed we are, the more I dig, the more I can concentrate on that singular thing. That's why he's going to be able to do a lot of the operations and stuff. I am going to make it my life's mission to end this extra billing. Blake and I had this discussion today about, because you guys remember we had an Excel spreadsheet a couple of years ago that had all the contracts on it, what we're paying at each contract level. We're doing the same thing, but we're going to be in QuickBooks so we can see where the monies are going. And when that happens, everybody I know on the board is going to have this. We're going to share these items. And so that if there is a change ever, you know that this is where everything is. That's the right thing to do. We finding these things are starting to get old. So
it's going to be really hard to change.
Yeah.
Well, I would... And they can't tell you where those numbers go.
That's a great question. What physical location? We can't tell you that. We don't know. It could be to an extension. It could be to a forwarded line. It could be to this.
So I think we sit down, somebody sits down, and we go through all those lines. And if it doesn't go to something we have, out.
Agreed. I wanted you to be aware of it before we did the magical off.
Do we even? I think they really?
I don't know.
They could be cell lines. They could be, yeah.
Well, that's the same thing with, remember in the very beginning, we're still dealing with cell phone issues.
Yeah.
So we're turning these things off as they keep coming up. We're trimming the fleet as fast as they'll let us.
So those numbers don't go to these pucks or anything that we have because those are through Verizon, correct?
Okay. AT&T
and AT&T now.
Yeah.
Okay. So who is this phone? This is through CenturyLink.
I think a CenturyLink, old school, the wiring that we have back here in the server room, that's CenturyLink, the little bitty wires that are going into the terminal blocks. I always like to say rotary dial, but we're past that. That's what it is. It's hardwired phones.
And they aren't numbers that look local or anything.
Not that I could tell when he was listing them up. Now, they are area code local.
Yeah. But not like a landline number with a Sheridan prefix.
I have looked at everything I can find. I don't find a reference to any of these numbers. And again, I believe in my heart that they're not ours.
Yeah, I believe that too, probably.
So if I can make that happen, I will let you know it will go away. And again, the reason I'm telling you this is because we're paying for it already. That's that $500. I'm looking for an additional $100 a month. So we're not killing ourselves with this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
I hate to do this.
Yes, every time.
It's the best way I can acknowledge that, yes, we've determined we can stay within our budget.
May I throw something out?
Yes, ma'am.
With the city, and Harry would know more about this than I do, but Rich Cox used to work for the phone company. He came into the library and he said he would help us find any lines that weren't active to get rid of them. I don't know if that's a possibility. Harry, do you have any thoughts on that?
I actually, if we have access to the connection block back there, I can check that myself.
Oh, I expect to see you soon then.
Yeah, just get the numbers for me and I'll check on that when I get home.
And the last thing for the go to the order for me is we have to this year have a detailed discussion about our internet security. Yes. SDAO is requiring we prove, not this time, but next time, we prove that we have the correct, and forgive the analogy, the firewalls, the points in there that will prevent us from getting ransomware. Yeah. Because if we meet the criteria that they're asking us to do, then if we do still get ransomware, then we're covered insurance-wise.
Yes.
If we don't meet the criteria, we will not, repeat, will not, I'll send you the letter, will not be
covered.
So it's going to cost money. I know you're not going to believe this, but it's going to cost money. I don't have that amount, but I've been given up and down between $6,000 to $15,000 a year. So it's going to have to be budgeted for that. Just please be aware.
How much are we paying in our IT that right now? What is the monthly?
It varies. $250 to $450 based on a month, based on what he does. The security functions, and I want to be very clear about this part. He's always asking me about, hey, I got to do this because it's the law. It's actually an ORS. I don't know if you knew that. I didn't until I read it. But he's given us the very, very most basic you could buy it off the shelf stuff, and it's not adequate.
Okay. Now, yeah, and I'm not even talking about that. I was just talking, how much do we pay him a month? So it's $250 to $450 a month?
Something like that. I don't quote me yet because I got
to. Okay, and this, do you know, does that cover, is that like managing our...
Managing the emails?
Yes.
And managing...
The web page?
No. The web page is Streamline, which is, believe it or not, SDAO.
Okay.
They recognize the Streamline as being ADA compliant, visually, verbally, audio, you know, the whole thing, which we're meeting, which as several of us have talked about, we despise it, the webpage. But no, he does not. Now, believe it or not, the program that we're using for our dispatch functions on the TVs, they manage webpage identical to the concept. I have no idea what they cost. I didn't want to get into that with them, but we are going to have to come up with something that A, provides security, B, gets us better in touch with the public in an easier fashion. And I have a couple plans for that, but again, it's going to have to be discussed. I'm going to start looking at serious budget items February, March, and then we're going to have to plat from there because,
again, I don't know. And what kind of a contract do we have with him?
It's not.
Month to month?
Yeah, he was recently...
Yes, I know.
And now he's back because he fixed the phones.
Okay.
So.
So if we move away from him, we own the phones. We're not going to get screwed with having to. Okay.
We just have to have an administrator take over because the VoIP system is very precise on how it's formatted.
Okay.
So like he was able to add in the paging system, which we didn't have. That's why we had to upgrade. And then forwarding, we went through, I mean, it was probably, other than the FireNet stuff, that was probably the two hardest days on Marguerite, was these darn phones.
Okay.
She doesn't say ugly words, but I think she was thinking about it.
Okay. Have we talked with any other firms?
I've got a couple out. One internet provider that one of our people, they use it often for businesses in Salem and places like that. They want to come in for a meeting, but I'm gun shy about the cost right now. I'll tell you, honestly, we could, but it would be so limited that it may just be basic coverage like we have.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because I just went through this literally because I just fired an IT company that we had had an IT company for years, and the company that we had sold out to another one. So they transferred all of our stuff over. It was the biggest joke. I got so mad within 2 days, I fired him. I just found another IT company that I've been working with. They found a ton of stuff, and what we were paying for and what we're paying now is about a wash. They bill you. I mean, they're like everybody else. Their charges are $200 and some odd. If you have a problem, $200 and some odd an hour, but they bill it out on a quarter, you know, 15 minutes. So increment. But they're managing everything from behind the scenes, doing all the updates, which we were supposed to be having done, but it wasn't done. That's why our emails got shut off, because nobody upgraded our Microsoft. We were working on a Microsoft 13 platform.
Yes.
And so all of a sudden our emails quit working, and that's when I lost my cool.
Well, in the most amazing visual indicator is if you go into our server room. We go in there because we're updating radios and speakers. We brought in the local radio specialist, and he let us know that the particular items that are mounted in there are from the 80s. Yeah, the batteries and backups are for the 80s. But the point I want to make is we can't tell the difference between phone, radio, and internet, because it is that jumbled in there.
Yeah.
We're going to have to, whomever we hire,
going to have to straighten out.
Going to need to straighten out, because we can't tell heads or tails, and no one else can either.
Yeah.
When Harry comes in there to look at the phones, it's phone specific, so it'll be okay.
Yeah.
But when you get into the others, it's
very difficult. Know. I have the same thing down there in the office. Difficult. It's looks like a rat's nest of cable.
And what I would do is I would like, if possible, if we do an RFP for this thing, is a one-stop shop where they do it all. Yes. And it's in phases, and we're covered. Yes. And I hand them the SDIS form, because see, we still have to have through the insurance, we have to have a HIPAA compliance officer, which is what Donna's going to do, but it has to be regulated through the IT. Because when we download patient demographics and all this stuff, it has to be protected. And that is one of the mandatories that they're telling me to have.
So, yeah.
And again, that's one of the things that I'm going to have to do some more research on and just key on it and then make that happen. The good news is I have a few months. The bad news is I have just a few months.
Yes.
So.
Okay. All right.
That's well, let's all
find
have.
Out where these lines go and get them out of here.
Thanks, Harry.
You're welcome.
Don't forget about, I need that desk. Or excuse me, that countertop, whatever, you know, when you're not doing anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's on my list.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? I would entertain a motion then. You want to second that adjournment, Harry?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We're out of here.
All right, all. See you next week.
Thanks, Harry.
Bye.